Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure at the banks. Help! We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. We're going to do our best to make it worth your while, your investment of time with us. We're going to do our best. We're going to work really hard to make it worth your while. And one of the ways we do that is by bringing on really smart people on the show, and you know about that. You know about our Brain Trust members. David Gage is here. He's our new, guest, and he's the founder of BMC Associates. He's one of the top partnership experts on the planet, and the author of Partnership Charter: How to Start Outright with Your New Business Partnership. And he's our good friend, David Gage. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back.
An adjunct professor at American University, by the way. And so, Dr. David Gage, thank you for being here. And thanks, by the way, for 14 great years. We appreciate your steadfast support of all the things that we do. Let's talk about partners. What are you seeing out there as you're looking across the landscape? Maybe you have some research on this. Are partnerships more or less in vogue today?
You know, I think that more people are realizing that putting their fate in their own hands and, you know, taking that idea they've been thinking about and seeing where they can go with it and just running with it, it's more prevalent today, I believe.
So less partners.
So much of...
Fewer partners.
So more partners, more real partners are people are starting businesses. And so more people are starting businesses, Jim.
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit confused. Are you saying that of the startups that we're experiencing right now, there are more partnerships than say, 5, 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
Well, I was saying that there are more startups, I think, today, and most of the people who are starting businesses are starting businesses with partners.
Wow.
They're not doing it solo.
That's some good reason.
Yeah, that's what the statistics say, that most 100%. New businesses are started with partners. And then there's some good research, Jim, that says that if you start a business with partners, you're more likely to succeed than if you start alone.
If you've had guidance from David Gage, you do for sure. So David, do you think it's because of the economic necessity that there are more partnerships, or do you think people are just becoming more enlightened?
I think it's maybe both. You know, I think it's maybe the economic times that we're in where companies do what they need to reach their bottom line.
Right.
And they do what they have to people, and they cut people the moment they need to cut people. And so there's a lot of risk, and companies aren't giving all the advantages and the security that people used to become part of big companies for the security. And I think people are realizing there's not that much security in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I think it's interesting, Jim, people who have a lot of energy know that when they go to work for somebody else, they get a return on their investment, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get something back. But those people who really have a lot to give, they recognize that they're not going to get all of that back when working for somebody else. Maybe they'll get 80%.
I actually remember feeling like I was more invested in the business than the owner or my boss was. I've actually had jobs where I thought I was more invested than my boss was. And so that was, you make an excellent point. That was a big motivation for me. That was the reason why I wasn't concerned about myself in terms of doing the work at a business or being all in. When I started my business many years ago, I was never concerned about my commitment. I was only concerned about my business model. would it work? So partners.
Well, but Jim,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, if you're a person who's got a lot of energy and is going to give 100% or 110% to what you're doing, working for somebody else, you're only going to get back 80% of
right.
that. But if you are working for yourself, you're going to get back every penny of it.
But if you're going to create a partnership, you need to find someone who matches your intensity, don't you?
You do, because that's one of the requirements, really, that people have the same level or a similar level of commitment and ambition.
And there's the rub, my friends. And when we come back, David's going to help us get you aligned with people, because it's the intensity, the commitment, the values. Creating a partnership is hard. And David's going to help us with that after the break. 20 till. David Gage, Dr. David Gage, and I will be right back. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.